It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and verse number 12, the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments reads as follows, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This is the fifth commandment, the commandment that protects the family, honoring the authority in the home, the authority to discipline a child, the authority to raise a child, the authority to instill in a child ethics and disciplines, values and morals that are godly, to bring up that child in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. This is the fifth commandment, the commandment that honors parenthood. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long upon the earth. This particular scripture is a quotation from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live as long upon the earth. This particular scripture in Ephesians chapter 6 is a quotation from Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. It's an echo of the fifth commandment. The first commandment with promise. This particular promise is long life. God honors individuals with long life when they honor their father and their mother. We can see why now that some teenagers, not all, some children, not all, some adults, not all, may not live as long as they may be able to live because they are not honoring their father and thy mother. This particular commandment allows the parents to demand respect. Respect is not anything earned in this aspect. Respect is given by reason of their parental position. For example, in the church, the pastor's position demands respect based on the position that he holds, the office that he holds. Individuals in the military, based on their rank, demand respect based on their position. Managers, supervisors, individuals in positions of responsibility, individuals in charge demand respect, not based on the individual per se, but based on the position. The same thing in terms of the parenthood or the parents in this particular case. Let's look at a few points today which honors our mother and our father in terms of this particular commandment. Point number one, we need to pass on the traditions, the commandments, the teachings of God. We need to pass on who God is to our children. Let's look at the first point in terms of understanding this fifth commandment. First point, we need to pass it on. We need to pass on the commandments, the teachings, the ethics, and the morals of God's Word. We need to pass on who God is to our children. The scriptures teach in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Children to learn from their parents. Children sometimes think they know everything. We've all gone through that stage. But I charge and I admonish and I encourage children to listen to their father, listen to their mother. Learn the things that they can teach you to avoid the bumps and bruises of life, to avoid heartache and heartbreak your parents can instill in you, commandments and ethics and morals that will help you later on in life. We are charged as parents to pass it on according to the scripture. Psalm 78 verses 1 through 7 teaches, I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord, and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done. For he has established a testimony in Jacob, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should declare and who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. We see here in Psalm 78, there's a charge to parents to pass on who God is, his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his love and kindness. If we as parents do not pass it on, then there will be a generational gap of information on who God is. We cannot expect the church to always pass it on, for it starts in the home. We cannot expect the schools to pass it on, because prayer and the Bible have been taken out of the public school system. We as parents must pass on who Jesus Christ is, that he died for our sins and rose from the dead, that God loves us with an everlasting love, that there's everlasting life in Jesus Christ, that there's healing, forgiveness, restoration, and all these wonderful things found in God. If we don't pass it on, there will be a generational gap of information. And that gap will not be passed on to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So we have a responsibility as parents to pass it on, to teach our children the commandments of God. Also, the scriptures teach in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 20 through 25, when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean these testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, upon all his household, before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. Here the children of Israel are admonished that when their children ask what these commandments mean, what does the word of God mean, then the parents ought to tell them that they were bondmen, bondservants in Egypt, and God delivered them. The same thing applies to us when our children ask, what about this word of God? What about these commandments? Who is God? Then we are to respond that we were bondmen in the land of Egypt for serving sin. We served the sins of the flesh, and God saved our soul. God had mercy upon us and brought us out, healed our bodies, picked us up, turned us around, and told us to run on in Jesus' name. These are the kind of things that we pass on to our children and our children's children. This particular commandment also ensures that children growing up respect the authority of the parents, respect the authority of the home. If they can learn godly authority in the home, then they will accept and learn godly authority outside the home. For example, if they respect their parents in the home, they'll learn to grow up and respect police officer authority, school bus driver authority, stop sign authority, all these different other authorities that we are subject to in this world. It starts first in the home. Learning to respect the authority in the home will springboard our children to be successful outside the home. We should be able to tell our children one time to clean up their room, one time to make their bed, one time to help out cleaning the house. Children should respond as such, one time responding to our father's and mother's word. And then later on in life, when it comes time for them to respond to God, they will not have to be told several times by God to forgive or to love or to show mercy. They will show mercy and forgive and love and trust God the first time God speaks. Why? They'll begin to respect authority in the home and then respect authority outside the home, horizontally between their parents and vertically between God. Joshua said in chapter 24, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Point number two, this particular commandment protects us against inappropriate behavior by our children. It protects us against inappropriate behavior by our children. The scriptures teach in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 9 that it is wrong to curse your parents. The scriptures teach in Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 16, once again, mocking your parents, it's wrong. The scriptures teach in Proverbs 30 and verse 17 that it's wrong to disobey your mother and mock your father. The scriptures teach in Exodus chapter 21 verse 15 never to verbally abuse your father or your mother. The scriptures teach in Exodus 21 verse 17 to never physically abuse your father or your mother. All these particular violations against the mother and father held a death penalty in the Old Testament, and they hold a law of sowing and reaping in the New Testament. Individuals that mock their parents, disobey their parents repeatedly, verbally abuse or physically abuse their parents, suffer the law of sowing and reaping. They are going to sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. Why? Because they are going against the authority of God. God established the home as parents in authority. And when a child goes against the parental authority in the home, they're going against the godly authority that God has established, according to Romans 13 and according to Exodus. They're going against God's instructed and provided authority. Individuals will reap what they sow. The scriptures teach God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If a man sows to the flesh, of the flesh he'll reap corruption. If a man sows to the Spirit, of the Spirit he'll reap life everlasting. This particular scripture protects against inappropriate behavior of children, mocking their parents, disobeying their parents, verbally or physically abusing their parents. And it establishes a protection to where individuals, children, honor the authority of the parent. Point number three, this particular commandment honors the appropriate behavior for a mother and the father from their son or daughter, from their child. Jesus Christ himself gives an example of how we should be obedient to our parents. Luke chapter 2, verse 51 and 52 says, "He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them." Subject unto them. Jesus Christ gave an example of obedience, even though he was the Son of God. It brings joy to a parent when children do the right thing. It brings joy to parents when children do the right thing. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, "The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of them. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice." Children that are obedient to their parents, children that are raised with ethical and moral standards, children that are raised to have a work ethic and to understand the value of hard work, children that are raised to treat their neighbor as they were to be treated. This brings joy to parents and joy from the children. Proverbs chapter 31 says that her children arise up and call her blessed. Children, when are the last time that you've told your mother that you bless her or praise her or honor her? This is a scripture of verbal praise. Her children arise up and call her blessed. They honor their mother and they honor their father. 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. There can be no greater joy to a parent than to know that they know that Jesus Christ is Savior. This brings honor and joy to parents, knowing that they have passed on the truth that will set them free, passing on a legacy that will last them throughout eternity. More than a legacy of a family-owned business, more than a legacy of traditions from the family. These are everlasting legacies that will honor the children and bring them life everlasting, passing on to that child the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 3 through 10 speaks of how children should honor their parents in terms of taking care of them in their older age. John chapter 19, Jesus Christ gave an example when he was on the cross. He was the eldest child. Joseph had already been gone by this time, and Jesus Christ had the example and the responsibility to be the elder son of the family and to take care of the family. On the cross, he gave this responsibility to John, for the Bible says, Woman, behold that son. Son, behold thy mother. Jesus Christ ensured that Mary was going to be taken care of. And 1 Timothy chapter 5 says the same thing, that we are to requite our parents. Just as our parents fed us, clothed us, bathed us, and took care of us in our tender infant and toddler years, we are to do the same thing in the sunset years of our parents to ensure that they are taken care of in their senior years, fed, clothed, and bathed. This is God's retirement plan to ensure that our parents are taken care of. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3 through 10, before we put our parents who are believers on the church rolls to be taken care of, the Bible instructs us to seek after the kin of the parents, the children, the cousins, those that are blood relatives of the parents, to ensure that our parents are taken care of. We as children have the first responsibility to ensure that our parents are taken care of. This is honoring your mother and father. So we learned today that, first of all, this particular commandment demands automatic respect. That respect is not anything earned. Respect is automatic based on the position of the parents, based on the fact that God himself ordained parental authority. Romans chapter 13. Exodus chapter 20 speaks of the parent being in authority of the home. The family is the building block of society, and therefore God has made sure that the parents be honored. If the children can obey parental authority, they will then obey godly authority. When they learn how to respect the mother and father in Christ as they raise up their children, they'll see God in them, and they'll know to respect God, to love God, to honor God in their own personal relationship. If they can learn to honor authority in the home, then when they leave the house, they will honor authority outside the home. In point number one, we learn to pass it on, to ensure that we leave a legacy, that we saw examples with the children of Israel, that they were charged to tell their children who God is, that God is a good God, gracious God, kind God, loving God, that He is the God that brought them out of the land of Egypt. And we are to do the same thing. We are to pass on to our children who God is, His loving kindness, His provision, His mercy, and His grace. And to pass on to our children that we were brought out of Egypt, called out of darkness into His marvelous light, that God saved our soul and gave us everlasting life. The Bible says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we learned in point number two that this particular commandment protects us against inappropriate behavior from the children. Leviticus chapter 20 speaks of cursing the parents. Deuteronomy chapter 27 speaks of mocking the parents. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 17 speaks of disobeying and mocking the parents. Exodus chapter 21 verse 15 speaks of verbally abusing the parents. Exodus chapter 21 verse 17 speaks of physically abusing the parents. These are ways not to honor our mother and father. These are things that will bring sowing and reaping to the child. It will bring a short life, a life of calamity, and a life of whirlwind, a life of emptiness, and a life of sadness when they do not honor their parents. This particular commandment has the promise of long life when an individual honors their mother and their father. And finally, on point number three, we learn that this particular commandment protects and honors appropriate behavior from the child. We learn in Luke chapter 2 the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, where the Bible says He was subject unto His parents. The Creator of the universe, the Son of God, gave an example that He was subject unto them in obedience to His mother and to His father. We learned in Proverbs chapter 31 that children are to rise up and call their mother blessed in terms of verbal praise, honoring her with verbal praise. We also learned that there's a way to cause our parents to rejoice, and that is to be a righteous son, righteous daughter, wise son, wise daughter, to walk in truth. This can bring joy to the parents that children now come to know the Lord and Jesus Christ as Savior, that children are brought up with a healthy work ethic and the value of a hard day's work, an honest day's pay for an honest day's work, that children are taught to do chores around the house and it's okay to help in the home. These are the kind of values that we instill in our children, and these are the kind of values that bring us joy when we see them in our children. We also learn 1 Timothy 5, verse 3 through 10, speaks of us paying back our parents in their sunset years to ensure that just as we were fed and clothed and taken care of, that God's retirement plan is to ensure that our parents are clothed and taken care of and honored in their sunset years. Jesus Christ gave an example in John chapter 19 when He said to John, the apostle John, "Woman, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother." This was Jesus Christ's retirement plan to ensure that Mary was taken care of, for Joseph was already gone. Jesus Christ was the eldest son and had the responsibility of taking care of His mother. And on the cross, He ensured that this was passed on to the apostle John. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and close your eyes and repeat after me this prayer? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from Your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins.
I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.